So we're like a pair of irregular genes. That's what this podcast has become.
Sure, that's fine.
Welcome to the Candy and Potter Show. I'm Potter. That's Candy.
Hi.
This is episode 38. It's been, I think, 10, 11 years since episode 37. We're like that weird cable show where they're like, all right, and coming up next season. And then it goes away for 2 or 3 years.
Sorry, I got really busy. Stuff was going down. It got really fast, really busy, really fast.
Can't take your show away for 2 or 3 years. It's supposed to be a new season every year.
I know.
Come on, TV people.
I know.
Just like when you do a podcast, you're supposed to be regular and do one every weekday or every week or whatever it might be.
I tried.
Life got in the way. So first of all, thank you for listening. Wanted to get an episode in here just to kind of do one. First of all, let me say that you never know if anyone is really enjoying the podcast or if it's just downloading to their device and sitting there until you quit doing it. And then people reach out. They're like, hey, where's the, did I do something wrong?
I don't know what's going on, you guys, but you're not calling me anymore.
Where's my podcast?
And sorry.
To those of you that took the time to reach out, thank you. I'm flattered because again, when you can look at statistics, but you don't know if people are listening or if it's just automatically downloading or what. So thank you for all of that.
I blame Potter.
At the end of June, we were kind of looking at our life, and we knew that our older tiny human was starting kindergarten in September, and we figured at our daycare we'd have to give 30 days notice to take him out. So at the end of June, we said, hey, daycare director, we think we're going to pull him out. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, you can pull him next week if you want. He can just finish the month. And we're like, what?
They had kids lining up at the door waiting to get in. So
but
it worked out.
It looked unlikely that Candy and I were both going to have a full-time job before kindergarten started. And we'll tell you a little bit more about our job search in a second. And so it's like, oh, okay, cool. I guess we'll pull him out.
Now that, to any stay-at-home parents who happen to be listening, or any work-at-home parents where, like, the kid is at home sometime while you are still trying to work, it has been an amazing three-ring circus juggling act.
I think it's been fun. There's two of us. There's one of him. We've left our younger one in school for now because we have some savings, and if we pull him out, he'll never get back in.
Like, right.
A 3-year wait list, and if we take him out, he literally will never get back into our daycare, and we love our daycare. But we've been going on adventures, and it's been a lot of fun, but we no longer have the situation where we take the kids to daycare in the morning, and we have all day to job search, play around, do a podcast, you know, all the other things that we wanted to do in addition to the things that we needed to do to find jobs. So that's why there has literally been nothing since he came home from school.
I know. And he's like, well, you know, well, I could do the podcast with you. Oh, really? You could? Great.
Actually, a lot of people have asked for that.
I know. He's in very high demand.
So quick update on our job search. The hardest thing is the waiting. For example, I've been up for a job that I would love to get. It would be a great job. And the first discussion I had about this job was the day after our last job. You know?
March or something.
Yeah.
A while ago, the day after,
that's when the discussion started. And it's still going on.
Still going.
And this would be a great job. And so sometimes when I feel like I get closer, I interview for another job. I'm like, oh, but what about that other job? What if that one happens? That would be awesome.
It's like dating more than one person at once.
Well, or it's like the love of your life is like, I don't know, I'm not really ready to settle down. You know, we should see other people. You're seeing other people, but you're still waiting for her.
Yeah, what up? Well, you can't compare. You're going to compare everyone that you meet to that one.
So that's been, that's a challenge because things go slowly. I've had other auditions and they're, you know, technically right now I'm up for about 5 pretty cool jobs that nobody's made any decisions on.
Yeah.
It's been interesting adjusting to not working together. Which is obviously kind of what we're moving towards.
I agree.
You know, we decided we didn't want to leave Seattle. And so waiting for a job for both of us would take much longer than we probably have financially. And we're also kind of excited, or at least I am, Candy, unless she's lying, excited about not having our jobs tied to each other so that if one of us does lose a job, we don't lose both jobs and insurance at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, I love working with Potter because he's a great person to work with. And whoever works with you...
Talking to potential employers.
No, whoever works with you next, I'm going to be like, yeah, she's got a really cush gig. Or he's got a really cush gig because you're really easy to work with.
Uh-huh.
And I have worked with some terrible people in the past. So that's kind of why whoever I'm working with next, and usually that's kind of the way it works in radio, it's more more of like a team atmosphere. You're just hoping you don't get crazy. You're just hoping that you're not getting somebody who's self-medicating. You know, like you're hoping that you're going to get like a good, normal, grounded human being in a way. And so and it's a crapshoot.
There's exciting, you know, non-radio possibilities. Yeah. I interviewed this is already over now, but I thought it was interesting. I interviewed for a guy who's a basically world famous photographer and commercial director to be like his personal content creator. So he'd be like, hey, I want to make this video. I want to make this Pinterest pin. I want to make this for Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And I would kind of be in charge of all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that'd be fun. Maybe you get to travel the world sometimes.
All right, I'll do that.
I'd get out of radio for that. I interviewed last week for a job with Disney that is a non-radio job. And it was like, huh, that's pretty cool.
Meanwhile, in my non-radio job interviews, it's been very weird.
Are you going to tell the story that you were afraid to post on Facebook?
I can tell it. You guys don't.
Hey, he said it.
Don't say anything to anybody else. But I'm in this interview with a very prominent person, and I'm having this discussion, and I think I interview fine. I'm likable. I talk to anybody. I don't care. You know, whatever. We're having a conversation about different things, and something comes up, and it's really a conversation about advertising and marketing. And he goes, all right, listen. Just between you and me, let's really talk about this as far as theory and strategy goes. I mean, who do you think has the greatest marketability and marketing plan right now for a product that's out there? Now, let me tell you, I'm expecting the guy to say Chipotle.
Right.
Like, give me
Apple. Somebody with a
Red
cult
Bull.
Following. Yeah.
Like, give me something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the bands that are considered, or the brands that are considered the most successful are the brands that have like a cult following. So you think, you know, where they tell their friends about it without being paid. Like, no, you got to get, you know, Apple, Oprah.
Yeah.
Harley Davidson.
Nike, some degree.
Nike?
Yeah. Nike's still on there. Yes, it is. So, you know, I'm thinking like he's going to give me a Chipotle or something. And he goes, so you know who has the best marketing game out there right now? And I'm like, who? Like, I'm waiting. Who are you going to say? And he goes, Al-Qaeda. And he's dead serious.
And
now
they do have a cult following.
And this is a stranger to me. He does not know me personally. Like there's been
just met.
It's just that is Al-Qaeda. And I looked at him and I go, I thought you were going to say ISIS. I mean, they're really blowing up right now. And I said it and he looks at me like, that's kind of insensitive to joke about that. You know, but I go, you know, because you said Al-Qaeda. I said, never mind. I think this is the only time Al-Qaeda has ever been brought up in a job interview.
And you didn't mean the pun blowing up.
That's just the way you describe things. It's blowing up right now. And he just like was, yeah, Al-Qaeda, you know. Okay. And it was just an interesting conversation. So yeah, my interview, you know, I had one interview where somebody talked to me for a little bit. And then about 5 minutes into the conversation, I realized she had no interest in hiring me whatsoever. She just knew all about the radio show and knew me from the radio and then asked me to go out and have a beer.
And that's fine.
I was like, oh, it's a friend interview. Okay. I didn't know that's what we were doing.
So we're not, I think it's safe to say optimistic and positive, and we're going to be okay for a bit. Still, obviously, we've cut our spending way back. I just got so my birthday's coming up in a few days, and I just got a birthday gift from my parents a little early because they're going to be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love, one of the things that I love in life is the convenience of eating out and the deliciousness of eating out. Like, food is an emotional comfort thing for me. And so they got me a bunch of restaurant gift cards because when you're trying to watch your spending, you're not going to go eat out.
That's the first thing you can cut from your budget.
Exactly.
You know?
And we weren't crazy, but we'd eat out 4 times a week. You know, a couple lunches at work, a couple dinners with the family.
It's way healthier, but it's so much work.
So we've gotten better about cooking at home and stuff. But anyway, you can't sit there and go, you know, well, what if someday we lose the house and we go, shouldn't have gone to Panera that day. So anyway, that was like the coolest gift because it's like, oh, wait, now we get to eat out. But anyway, we're
guilt-free, no less.
Yeah, we're optimistic. Yeah. We're going to be good for a bit. It is highly unlikely that we will be doing a radio show together again. Could still happen.
Which I get some very interesting messages on Twitter and Facebook about that some people are not happy that could be the outcome.
And some people have said, well, just do a podcast from home every day. And it's like, oh, well, that's a really nice thought.
Right.
But when we were doing the daily podcast, you know, we were spending 2 or 3 hours a day on that and, you know, preparing and recording and then mixing it down and uploading it and doing the blog post. And that's a lot. But we do enjoy, obviously, talking to each other. And if people want to listen, awesome. And so we actually have an idea for a podcast that'll be a lot like this, but it might have a slightly different name, something that could expand beyond just Candy and Potter. But it would still be us, same type of topics and things like that, that we are just kind of in the early stages of and potentially launching next month in September when the tiny human goes back to kindergarten.
Or you're going to have to listen to him being a special correspondent. And I have posted some things that he has said on Facebook, and mostly one of the highlights from last week, he was out on an adventure with dad, came home with a backpack, and he goes, "Ah, I lost my sock." I was like, "Oh, okay." Next day, I find a random sock and I hold it up.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, "Hey, buddy, is this a sock you lost?" Without missing a beat, he just turns right around to me. He goes, "No, I lost the other one." And turns back around. And I'm like, seriously, that just happened? Like, what? He's five.
Duh, Mom.
Just turned five.
Obviously, I didn't lose that one.
No, I lost the other one. Like, oh, you dumb broad. What are you thinking?
We'll get him on the show as well. So anyway, that's just something we're working on. Again, apologies for the complete inconsistency. And the fact that you've stuck with us and been loyal means the world to us. And so what we're trying to do is come up with something that we could do regularly, like weekly.
Right.
Theoretically. That would be, you know, would fit in our schedule time wise, and that we would enjoy doing enough that we would always make the time for it, because we don't expect it. You know, there are, you know, people have said, "Oh, why don't you do a podcast and just, you know, from your house and make money off that? I'm sure you guys could." And it's like, "Oh, well, that's interesting in theory, but they say podcasts with 500,000 downloads per episode, and these are the Joe Rogans and things like that, make about $75,000.
That's a good example. Yeah.
So let's say our podcast was wildly successful and we got up to 500,000 downloads a month. That would still only be $32,000 a year each before taxes. And you can't live on that in Seattle.
No. And it's depending on what radio or TV station or whatever we end up working for too, that will kind of dictate, you know, what we can do. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
For projects.
So that's a lot about us. That's an update on everything. I hope you did. Well, if you got bored, you probably already stopped listening.
Yeah, sorry.
So,
you completely tuned out already. It's fine. I don't take it personal.
Couple
you missed the sock joke from the five-year-old. So
a couple other things that I wanted to do today. One is very innocent and one is kind of racy. A listener sent us a list of these awkward questions for couples to answer.
Is this premarital counseling?
No.
I think we're beyond that.
They're kind of dirty. It's kind of like the...
Maybe it should be premarital counseling then.
It's kind of like the old question, would you rather watch a porn with your parents or watch a porn with your parents in it?
Of
your parents, right. Like porn with strangers sitting on the couch together, or they're not there, but you're watching them in the movie.
Which set of parents? Like my parents?
Your parents.
They had me.
Your
or
parents.
Like my dad
no, for
and
everybody,
his wife now.
No, it'd be
like
your parents.
My mom and one of her Harley boyfriends now. I mean, who?
So it's like an awkward question like that for couples. There were like 30 of them. I picked three of the less racy ones that we'll answer in a second.
Of the less racy? The other ones made you blush?
No, they were just, they were like super physical, filthy.
Oh, gross. Gross?
I know this is a podcast and we can say whatever we want, but they were even too far for that. So, I thought this was interesting. We are parents of two tiny humans, a five-year-old and a 21-month-old. And BuzzFeed did a survey of more than 100,000 parents asking when kids should be allowed to do certain things in their life. Like getting their own cell phone.
30.
Join Facebook.
30.
Okay. I thought it was interesting because Candy and I have had some of these conversations and then some of them we haven't because, again, our oldest is five, so he's not old enough to do much yet.
I'm just trying to raise a nerd, so everything is 30.
Okay.
Yep.
How old should a kid be to get their own Facebook account? Now, of course, Facebook says you have to be, just like all internet stuff, you have to be at least 13.
Right.
I think it is, 12 or 13. What do you think, Candy?
I would say, I had a cousin who had it at 9, and she's fine, like, as far as I know. She's pretty well adjusted. So
and it
I
was
say,
highly regulated.
Yeah, it depends on the kid, but I'm saying 12, 13 is a good age.
58% of people said 14 to 15 years old. 24% said 12 to 13. Let's see. When should a kid be allowed to have their own cell phone?
Oh, God. Again, that's a tough one, but 10.
10?
Yep.
Number one answer was not till they're a teenager.
Mm.
And then another 45%, just a little bit less, said 10 to 12.
Yeah, if you're going to be expensive and break stuff, then no, you don't get
exactly. Exactly. That's my bigger concern. Because there's no, like, you know, it used to be like, oh, here's your kid's phone. It has four buttons. It calls mom and dad, grandpa and grandma, and 911. And yeah. That's it. But I don't know if you can even buy those anymore.
No, I mean, whatever you get them, you lock it down. When they find a way to break it, you lock it down again. And you just have to keep doing that. But as soon as they really bust something and become expensive, that's when it's no.
How old should a kid be before you will leave them home alone?
30. That's a tough one for me. I don't. Free range parenting is a huge pet peeve that engages my rage when I hear about this, where people just leave their kids so they'll learn. No. Yeah, people. Free range parenting. I hate it. I hate the term. I hate people who speak on behalf of it.
I don't think that's what this is, though.
No.
I think this is. We're gonna go on a date. You stay home and watch a movie. And you know, there's a few questions here. Obviously,
responsibility.
It's gonna depend a little bit on the age of the maturity of the kid. It's going to depend a little bit on are they watching a younger sibling or not.
Yeah. No, if he's like between, I would say, 12 and 14, and I give the neighbor a heads up, hey, in the event of emergency, he's here by himself, I'm going to be back, you know, later on tonight, you know, fine.
I've always thought 12 to 13. I think that's how old I was, and I felt very capable. And I was a nerd growing up. I wasn't like, whatever, I can do it. Like, I felt like, okay, yeah, this is fine. 64% of people said 13 years old. 30% said 10. 4% said never, and 2% said under 10 years old.
No. Under 10? Yep. No.
How old do you have to be to babysit other children? Here's where you won't disagree. You'll disagree with people.
I'm absolutely going to disagree with people because I had an older brother. I had the mom who said, watch your younger sister, and I ended up locked in a birdcage for 3 hours. So, yeah, I am going to disagree whatever this
yes,
survey says.
But your brother would have gladly done that at 18.
Yes, he would have. He would have done that at 30. So, no, I'm going to say I would say 16. You have to be able to drive in the event of emergency.
Candy has always said, I don't want anyone under 18 watching our kids.
Yeah, no one under 18.
47% said 14, 38% said 16.
Nah.
1% mm-mm. said 10 years old.
No.
When is it, last one, when is it permissible for a kid to wear makeup? I have no say on this because I didn't have any sisters. I'm not a girl. I don't have any daughters.
This one is tough because I hate the prostitute look and I have a JonBenet Ramsey thing. Like whenever I see little girls dressed up like that, I think you're begging for it. You're asking
but
to be a victim.
But that's its own thing. I think this is, yes, you can wear, let's say, makeup to school.
Oh, makeup to school? You're 13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
51% of people said 14, 26% of people said 16, and 21% said 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too much. It's
so
too much.
Most parents said not until high school.
Yeah, you're just forcing them into that, the sexualization early doesn't help anybody. That's the same thing of like getting shorts with cutesy little sayings across the butt, getting the little tank tops that say, you know, whatever on them. Like, no. None of that.
All right. Let's get into the awkward TMI section of the show.
Oh, let's.
So a listener sent these in and it was 30 awkward questions for couples to answer in front of each other.
Okay.
And, you know, Candy and I are up for anything. Well, verbally, discussion-wise, which is part of doing a radio show, we're up for anything. Like, we'll do anything.
Up for anything. Whatever.
Especially if it ends up being entertaining, as
which
we've done.
Also sounds really bad.
Over the years.
Just keep talking.
Yeah. It's like Bud Light. We're up for anything. Anyway, so I picked three of the cleaner, understand, these are probably the three cleanest ones, or cleanest slash most interesting questions. So, anyway, question number one. If we were both playing Truth or Dare with other couples,
yeah,
Candy,
mm-hmm.
would you rather watch me, Potter, make out with someone, or would you want to make out with someone yourself and make me watch? Not make me watch. That sounds dirty.
Who am I making out with?
Somebody else that's there.
A woman or a guy?
I assume it's opposite sex, but I don't know.
Oh, that totally changes it.
Okay. So, opposite sex.
Oh, opposite sex. I don't know. I guess I would probably watch you.
Okay.
And be okay with it versus the other way around.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that
would be your choice.
Yeah.
God, this is tough because part of me, my immediate answer is, oh, you know, you make out with somebody because I'm not going to be the one. I'm not going to let you hold this over me for the next 40 years or whatever.
That is the way my brain works too. Yeah.
But at the same time, until it happened, I'm like, why does she look like she's so into it?
How long has this been? I thought it was 7 minutes in heaven.
Right,
it's clearly been
happening.
Eight.
Okay. Would you rather pay for lovin' or get paid for lovin'?
Oh, well, get paid, obviously. My skill set clearly states. No, I would pay
would
for lovin'.
Would you rather be a prostitute or a John?
Pay for lovin'.
You'd rather pay?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a business transaction.
Oh, I would much rather get paid.
Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I would like the flattery of getting paid.
Hey, it's not about the flattery. It's just...
I'm obviously a $1,000 a night situation.
If I'm... So you have a price? I'll remember that if we don't get jobs soon.
You know what? Ladies who are $1,000 a night ladies know who we are. Okay?
If I'm just thinking, like, first of all, I'll make money any chance I get. Especially, you know, because I worry about money a lot.
Yes.
The day that I'm financially independent, even if it's when I'm 70... and finally I get to retire or something, I'll sleep so much better every night. But and then the other part is, you know, if it's somebody that although I guess if you were paying, you'd get a higher quality potentially.
You choose.
Yeah, I'm still saying I'll take getting paid.
No way. I'll pay because then I choose. I dictate the terms of the situation of what is going to be happening. And
so you get a higher quality of partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This relationship is over when the door is shut. There's nothing weird could possibly go on.
Last one. Would you rather abstain from hooking up with me for one full year? Because you've been cursed by a magical spell.
Oh, okay. Well, I like a world where magic.
This is poorly worded. Okay.
Okay.
You have to abstain from hooking up with me for one full year because of a curse.
Got it.
But you can break the curse by having sex with five other people and then resume with me right away.
Again, men or women, doesn't matter, whatever. And I mean, this magical land, what are we? Are we living in Hogwarts? I mean, are we at least near Hogwarts? Because then that's exciting.
Don't be the person that ruins the question by asking 100 more questions.
Well, what happens to our relationship when we talk about the five people? Because you knew that I had to hook up with the five people to get back to
right,
you.
Right, and that's what makes this question awesome is you have to decide. You don't get me to decide.
Wait the year, I guess. That's a weird question to answer. Cause
they're all weird.
Either way, no, they're not all weird. But either way, like, I'm the bad person. Either I wait a year and let's say you decide you're going to cheat on me because I'm not giving you any affection for a year because of your magic bubble around you. Or I cheat on you with five other people and you're upset and the relationship ends anyway.
Yeah. Well, let me make it clear. If I'm deciding for you, you're waiting a year.
Right. Yeah, I would assume.
100%.
I would assume that is the correct answer.
And if I'm deciding for me, I'm waiting a year too.
Yeah, the bubble thing is interesting. I have a bubble force field around me.
Because
you can't come out.
Five people?
Five people? That's a
five
lot.
Five people?
Yeah.
No, I can... You know, go to the batting cage and
right.
find out other ways to let out
aggression.
So, all right. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this intermittent podcast. No, we really do appreciate it. Thanks to everyone who has reached out. Here is a brand new episode. And this will not be the last podcast.
No, it won't.
You know, a lot of people have asked, was the last one your last one? You didn't say goodbye or anything? No, this won't be the last one. I promise we'll come back and do more. We're hoping to do something more regularly starting next month. This is horrible business practice, this irregular podcast idea. Like the first thing, if you read any podcast guide, be consistent. New episode on a regular basis. If it's Tuesday mornings, it's every Tuesday morning.
We're going to have something new for you, hopefully, next month.
So. Please reach out. We love to hear from you. Facebook.com/CandyandPotter or CandyandPotter@gmail.com.